And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 29th of August, 2014. It was on this date, 1831, the physicist Michael Faraday discovered the principle of electromagnetic induction. He wrapped two coils of wire around an iron ring, and when he passed an electrical current through one coil, the current was also registered in the other coil. He found that rotating a magnet over a coil produced an electric current which could also be detected in the second. The movement of the magnet's poles changed the magnetic field, and it was that change that generated the current. The bigger the change, the greater the voltage produced. His discovery paved the way for the electric transformer and the generator. It turned electricity from a scientific novelty to a powerful technology. It's the birthday of John Locke, born in Somerset, England, 1632, who believed in natural law and that people have natural rights, including the right of property. He said, "Every man has a property in his own person. This nobody has any right to but himself." His ideas were a foundation for much of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. It's the birthday of the poet and physician Oliver Wendell Holmes, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1809, who helped found the Atlantic Monthly in 1857. Holmes, who said, "Insanity is often the logic of an accurate mind overtasked. A weak mind does not accumulate force enough to hurt itself. Stupidity often saves a man from going mad." It's the birthday of the saxophonist Charlie Parker, born in Kansas City, Kansas, 1920, got the name Yardbird, and then simply the nickname Bird. He played in big bands with Dizzy Gillespie, and they played a lot of flatted fifths. Jazz players use the word bebop to describe a flatted fifth, and so his music came to be called bebop music. Jack Kerouac wrote in On the Road, "Then had come Charlie Parker, a kid in his mother's woodshed in Kansas City, blowing his taped-up alto among the logs, practicing on rainy days, coming out to watch the old swinging Basie and Benny Moten band that had Hot Lips Page and the rest. Charlie Parker leaving home, coming to Harlem, and meeting mad Thelonious Monk and madder Gillespie. Charlie Parker in his early days when he was flipped and walked around in a circle while playing. He blew the greatest, and as his hair grew longer and he got lazier and stretched out, his horn came down halfway till it finally fell all the way, held against his chest, and he blows cool and easy get-out phrases." Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle, "Take Love for Granted." Assume it's in the kitchen, under the couch, high in the pine tree out back, behind the paint cans in the garage. Don't try proving your love is bigger than the Grand Canyon, the Milky Way, the urban sprawl of L.A. Take it for granted. Take it out with the garbage. Bring it in with the takeout. Take it for a walk with the dog. Wake it every day, say good morning, then make the coffee. Warm the cups. Don't expect much of the day. Be glad when you make it back to bed. Be glad he threw out that box of old hats. Be glad she leaves her shoes in the hall. Snow will come. Spring will show up, summer will be humid, the leaves will fall in the fall. That's more than you need. We can love anybody, even everybody, but you can love the silence, sighing and saying to yourself, that's her, that's him. Then to each other, I know, let's go out for breakfast. Take Love for Granted, a poem by Jack Riddle, from Practicing to Walk Like a Heron, published by Wayne State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.